Hello, everyone. It is Michaela with the Butterfly Effect. As always, thank you guys for your support. Thank you for continuing to listen to me get on here. I really appreciate it. As always, we're going to be talking about topics surrounding domestic violence. Domestic violence is something that should be taken very serious. It is an act of harm. Whether it's physical, verbal, sexual abuse, emotional abuse, all senses of abuse are wrong. Today, I want to kind of talk to you guys about the healing process. I've had a lot of people come to me and ask me, well, how do I heal? I think one of the most important things, especially me being a survivor, that has to do with healing is that positive self-talk. A lot of times when we are in bad situations, our thoughts are clouded. And everything starts with how we think. How we think, is directly related to how we feel. So if you wake up every day telling yourself, I'm ugly, I'm not worthy, I'm never going to be anything without my abuser, that is how you're going to feel. If you kind of can change that thought process, and it's not easy, I still struggle with it. If you change that thought process to waking up every day telling yourself, I'm beautiful, I'm worthy of good things, positive self-talk is very important in the healing process. Sometimes as victims and survivors of domestic violence, we could be very hard on ourselves because we've been told it's our fault. We've been told we're not good enough. We've been told if we didn't do this, we wouldn't be abused. But it is not our fault. When we are abused, that is a direct sign of the abuser's character. It has nothing to do with us. There's nothing we could have done better, nothing we could have said better. And back to the thoughts, everything starts with how you think. And it's very difficult to change that thought pattern. It's very hard because I like to say when we're in these type of domestic violence situations, we feel so bad about ourselves that we can have tunnel vision. And our abusers have that sense of power and control over us, making us feel so little, like the size of a penny. And so we start to kind of realm those feelings inside of ourselves. And it's very important that when you are going through a domestic violence situation, you find that support network, whether it's me, a family member, a friend, a coworker, somebody who kind of understands domestic violence and can lift you up. I think that was one of the crucial things that I feel like would have been an indicating factor in my healing process being a little bit more, I don't want to say faster, but just more strong and solid. I didn't have that support system. As you guys know, I was released to the streets, and I felt like I was disposable to the world. I felt that not only did I have to fight my perpetrator, I had to fight the system as well. And that's what inspired me to create the Butterfly Effect Project. A lot of the other components that have to deal with healing is patience. It's very important to be patient with yourself. Each situation of domestic violence is serious, and they're all unique in their own way. Some people might heal in a month after leaving their abuser. Some people, it might take 10 months, 10 years. There's no number on how long it should take you to heal. Healing is a process. It's just kind of like a baby. When a baby's born, it has to crawl and then it walks and runs. And that's the same thing with the healing process. It takes time, it takes patience, and it takes that positive self-talk and building that support network is very, very, very important. A lot of people have asked me, well, how do I know when I'm healed enough to get into a future relationship? Am I doomed for future relationships? Just because you are in an abusive relationship does not by any means suggest that you will have to endure others. If anything, you will be prepared to see the warning signs of future partners' potential for controlling and abusive behaviors. After we get out of a domestic violence situation and we heal, it's very important that we know the red flags of domestic violence and the warning signs. Because if we ignore those warning signs and red flags, we're more than likely going to get back in a domestic violence situation. It's very important that we know the patterns, we know the signs, and that we look for those. You can use what you've learned the hard way to be in touch with the warning signs that might be present. By now, there should be no doubt in your mind that you were not to blame for your past abusive relationships. You weren't stupid, you weren't blind for trusting. The abuser was an expert at concealing those abusive and violent behaviors. I like to call it the honeymoon period. Just like in the domestic violence cycle, there's a honeymoon period after the abuse happens, but there's also a honeymoon period when you first meet someone. They put on their best character, their best charm, you see their best attributes. But what they are doing, what the abusers are doing, is they're hiding those narcissistical tendencies. They're hiding those not so good characteristics about their self. And it's very easy to miss that because sometimes we get blinded. We have our blinders on. We get blinded by the love, the charm, the nice things that they're telling us, the nice things that they might be doing for us. So you're not stupid, you're not blind for trusting them. They are experts at concealing that violent nature. You had no way to see through this external charm and attractiveness. So it's very important to remember that and to not blame yourself. Domestic violence is not the victim's fault. It is a direct result of the abuser's behavior. It's very important that you know the warning signs of abuse. Some abusers are very skilled at hiding their true selves, no matter how informed and experienced you would be to be able to predict that they are capable of such abuse and violent actions. Other abusers may give off subtle signs that only someone trained to know what to look for would detect in them. So what are some of the subtle signs that you should keep an eye on your abuse radar? Indicators fall into two categories, subtle, negative, persecutors of abuse, and those are the more obvious signs, such as charming behaviors. They might exaggerate things, be a little bit over the top. Jealousy is an indicator. If they're looking through your phone, if they are putting their hands on you, if they're telling you what to wear, not to wear makeup, all of those are signs of an abusive relationship. And I think that it's important that we have these discussions. Domestic violence is something that affects so many people of all different walks of life. It doesn't discriminate on your race, your age, your gender, your social class. Domestic violence is a direct violation of human rights. We all have the right to be treated with respect. We all have the right to be treated with dignity. And no one deserves to be abused. Domestic violence is something that I'm very passionate about. It's something that I feel like I could create social change with. Just like they say, it takes a village to raise a child. It takes a village to bring awareness to domestic violence. It takes all of us to kind of stand together and use our voice. And that's what my Butterfly Effect page is for. It's a positive platform, to share your experience, share your story, just come on there and get educational information, to inbox me and get that peer-to-peer support or that advocacy, that you might need, whatever it is. It's a safe haven. And that's my goal, is to have a safe haven, no negativity, no judgment, a place where you can feel connected, to other survivors and other victims and other people that are going through the same thing as you. That, like I said in the beginning of the podcast, that was one of the main factors, that I was missing, was that support network. I didn't get it from the community. I was thousands of miles away in New York from my family. I was very isolated. And I feel like if I had that support, things would have kind of been a little bit different, for me. I feel very honored, that I have found my voice. It took a lot of time. It's not easy to share your story. It's not easy sharing your truth, with the world. It's not easy to open up. It's like ripping a band-aid off a scab, that's healing. When I created the Butterfly Effect page and I got on there and told my story, it was like ripping that scab off again. But once that scab kind of rehealed and I saw the outpour of support from the community and what my Butterfly Effect page was doing, I realized that this is something to empower me and empower others and inspire me to be a better person and inspire others to really know what domestic violence is, what to look for, and to know that you're not alone and it's not your fault. You can always call the National Domestic Violence Hotline at 1-800-799-7233. Again, it's 1-800-799-7233. They have a 24-hour hotline with trained professionals, that can help walk you through creating a safety plan, that can get you connected to shelters. You can also, of course, reach out to me at butterflyeffecthope@gmail.com. Again, it's butterflyeffecthope@gmail.com. You can also go to domesticshelters.org, and on their website, they have a list of shelters, for each state. You can also go to your local social services, your local YWCA, and any other domestic violence organizations that are in your community. If you have a hard time kind of talking with them or navigating through the system, you could reach out to me. I do provide advocacy. I know a lot of times when we are getting out of a domestic violence situation, it could be overwhelming. We could have all these thoughts running through our head. And if we don't know the laws of domestic violence or we don't know how to navigate through the system, it could be another anxiety barrier. And that's one of the reasons why I provide advocacy, is a lot of times, we're really overwhelmed, when we're trying to get out of that domestic violence situation. I also provide peer-to-peer support. I'm a survivor. I know what it's like to endure domestic violence. I was physically abused and verbally abused, emotionally abused as well. So I know how it feels. And if you ever need someone to talk to day or night, you can always reach out to me. I also try to provide a lot of educational information as well as inspirational, and empowering quotes. A lot of the things surrounding domestic violence are very sad. They're very emotional. To know that people have lost their lives at the hands of the perpetrators, and that the legislators, really need to listen, and domestic violence laws need to be changed. It's really saddening and disheartening. So I kind of try to put a mix of educational as well as empowering and inspiring, because when we're in a dark time, domestic violence is a very dark time. And we're in those dark times. We need to see that positivity. We need to be reminded that we're beautiful, we are worthy, we deserve to be treated with respect and love, and tenderness. Love does not hurt in any form or fashion. Love is gentle, love is patient, love is kind, love is understanding. And those are the things that we need to remember. Today I'm gonna do a little shorter podcast, but I will be back on here soon, with my guest Karen, from the Wings of Hope, which is a domestic violence page on Facebook that she's kind of trying to gear towards domestic violence and how it affects children, and how mothers are able to deal with those barriers. So I look forward to having her on here next week and talking with her. If anybody else is interested in being on my podcast and talking about their domestic violence situation or topics that are surrounding domestic violence, please reach out to me at butterflyeffecthope@gmail.com. Again, it's butterflyeffecthope@gmail.com. I would love to hear from some of you guys. I think that it's very important that we share our stories. Our stories might be the key to someone else's survival guide. As always, thank you for getting on here and listening to me. I'm so thankful for each and every one of you and for all the support that I've received so far. I hope that you guys continue to stay empowered and blessed, and I look forward to talking with you next week.